Cape Town wakes up. Cape Town wakes up to the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
To the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
On Smile FM.
There we go, you beautiful people. We're live from Swan's Lake Academy this morning. Olivia, good morning. Thanks so much for having us at your school. Now, tell us a little bit about the school. What grade are you in?
I'm in grade 7.
Oh, it's your last year, yeah. How's your 7 years been here?
8 years. I've been here since grade R.
They've got grade R, yeah. You're obviously going to be very sad at the end of the year to say goodbye. The friends you've made, all the teachers that you've had. And it seems to be like all the schools we visit, they have a nice balance between sport and cultural and academic. A nice balance between all of that. What's your favorite subject at school at the moment?
Afrikaans.
Really?
Yes.
That's a good language. Hello, baie van Afrikaans. My Afrikaans is frot, Olivia. Ek probeer om my Afrikaans te verbeter, maar klink het soos ek beter praat. Klink ek soos 'n Engelsmens?
Yes.
Ja. Yes. Anthony Adams, the principal of the school. Thank you so much, sir, for having us here.
It's absolutely great having you here, guys. We're glad the wind has subsided. And I heard this morning somebody said, glory, glory, Man United. So indeed, you want to just celebrate that. Thank you for that. Yeah.
Talk about having magic and celebrating magic this year. It's what the school's year is themed around this year.
Yeah. So our motto is really Swans Academy, the home of purpose-driven educational excellence, where magic happens.
I love that.
And where that came from is last year we had an evaluation from the school evaluations authority, and we were declared an outstanding school. And so that was great. And then our systemic results this year was of the absolute, in the top echelon of results. And so we came up with a theme, because this is where magic happens.
It is.
And so we say, welcome to Swansea Academy, the home of purpose-driven educational excellence, where magic happens.
I absolutely love that. And let me tell you, this school is about excellence on an ongoing basis, because I was here a couple of years ago to hand the school an award, and at that stage you were still principal. I mean, how long have you been principal here
for? Yeah, for 68 years. So I've been here, this is my 18th year now, and I'm retiring soon. So in March 31 next year, I'll be retiring, and I'm happy because the school is at an outstanding place.
What a legacy, sir, that you will leave for whoever comes in here to take your shoes. It's been incredible. And, you know, it starts at the top, and the way in which you have empowered your staff to go out there and bring the next generation of business leaders and sports people and the next generation of academics to fruition is just, it's just incredible, sir. So thanks again. It's such an honor to be here this morning.
Leeton and Imanga, and they are part of the student council, and these beautiful ladies are wearing red and yellow. Are these your house colors, by the way?
Yes.
Oh, great stuff. And which one is the best, red or yellow?
Red.
I know she's going to say that because she is wearing red. Ladies, thank you so much for having us here at your beautiful school. How excited are you about us being here?
We're very excited, ma'am. Yes.
Oh, great stuff. And what are you most looking forward to for today on Friday?
I'm looking forward to all the other interviews today and how amazing this day is going to be.
It is going to be amazing. Now, you guys have a beautiful school, a beautiful backdrop. Retreat is a beautiful community. What are your favorite sports here at school? Do you play any sports?
We play netball and athletics.
And you look like an academic, Leeton. What is your favorite subject?
Mathematics.
Mathematics. So you're going to be a scientist?
Probably not.
I just committed to a race. To race the fastest kids in the school.
Oh,
I don't know why, Rick, I just did it.
Why do you do these things?
As I did it, I regret it immediately now.
What is you haven't now al begin strike, hoor.
And they look fierce and ready.
They are ready to take you on and annihilate you. But Rick still got gas in those legs.
He does.
Yeah, with the fastest swimmer, like you've mentioned. And, of course, Presley as well. That I think he's about 1.3 meters high. But, Presley, tell us, why did you win this medal? Where and how?
I won it in pole. It was nervous, but I tried my best, and that's how it worked. My coach was the one who helped me through all of this. Thank you.
That's lovely. And then, of course, Presley, I just want to know from you, what do you still want to achieve with your athletics this year?
I want to achieve my SA Colors.
Yeah. SA Colors, Rocky. Yeah. SA Colors. But of course, she's like a fish in the water at the moment, dominating. Papa, now I know success can't swim. Do you have any tips for her to stay above the water? What does she need to do?
She needs to train and just try and keep her head above the water and try her best.
You got that?
I'll try my best.
You got that?
Yeah.
And then lastly, Harper, I mean, you're very talented. What do you still want to achieve this year going forward?
I'd like to achieve my SA Junior times in 100 meter breaststroke.
Oh, beautiful. Whoa. Beautiful.
My favorite subject is natural science.
My favorite subject was PT. I love PT. But natural sciences, maths. Oh, do you love maths?
Yes.
Oh, that adds up. Dad jokes. And then do you do sports outside of academics?
Yes, I do netball.
Oh, the best sport ever. You know that success paid for the Proteas.
Wow.
I know. Do you want to play for the Proteas one day?
No, thank you.
I was just about to say.
No. She enjoys the other pressures.
Yes,
to
does.
Excel while at school.
Show on Smile 90.4 FM.